Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you. Hello and welcome to another edition of Freaky Friday, where we tell your odd but true stories. It is Friday, April 11th. We're rocketing toward not the Easter weekend, but 420 weekend is coming up close soon. Happens to be on the same day. Celebrate how you will. Whatever's you in know, those eggs, we're not going to tell anybody.
No, Jesus rose up high, and so shall we. And amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend. We do have some things.
Oh, can I? No, I feel like I'm not a reverend.
Well, I think I am technically from the Universal Life Church.
Oh, that's right.
That's how I end up blessing so many people with their marriages. So
you should do more with that.
I want to, you know, I need to start doing some outreach on the streets of like, I just want to connect with you. They're like, who are you? I'm like, I got an internet certificate that says I'm a preacher. So
you can renew Tommy and I's vows.
I would be honored to do that. I did that for my sister and Aaron and married people as well. First time or second time. I'm down to clown. Let's call me.
Third, fourth, fifth, whatever.
Zero whatever judgment. What do we say?
Every year, your hook. You're like, I don't care what number you're on. Mm-mm. I'm not going to judge you.
Yes, we listen and we don't judge. We do listen to you guys too. We want to say thank you, related somewhat to the religious talk, for everybody that reached out about our oversight on the Madeline Murray O'Hare episodes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we do a lot of research for stuff. And literally, we were like, are we crazy that we didn't see such a thing that everyone knew about, that she was, you know, minimized numbers of the Holocaust? And how that didn't come up in our research, we don't know. But we have since amended the first part of that series. So if you'd like to hear that, feel free to go back and listen. And yeah, thanks to everyone that held us accountable. We can't know everything. And we love when you guys allow for teaching moments and learning moments.
That's what I say. I love to be wrong because it means I'm about to learn something new. So thank
truly
you very much. And thanks to everybody that also sent your stories in today.
Mm-hmm.
What we are running the gamut, and we've got some connections to past Freaky Fridays, which I always love to see too. So hopefully if you've previously submitted a story, you get to hear a reference to one of your stories today and how you inspired someone else.
We're getting more and more of those.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm always like, oh, damn. And a lot of times people are listening years back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's crazy that like a story you heard like 3 years ago still made you think of something. But it's like bringing it back around in
full
this
circle
timeline. What is time?
You were meant to hear it. I think it's so crazy because I'll say like, oh, Freaky Friday, we started that back in January. And it's like, not this January. That was years ago in January. We have like 158 Freaky Fridays, but it seems like just a couple of months ago, we were with George Brown, your father-in-law, at the Macero before the Tool concert. And we were like, we should talk about weird shit on there. And he's like, I got some ghost stories. And it really does. It gets wild that it's been 158 episodes. So I love that there. I mean, it's inevitable that connections will be made. So
yeah,
here's to more.
Without you all, we wouldn't even have the stories to make those connections. So thank you all so much.
For sure.
158. What's the next 200? Is that when we do something big?
Milestones? I was like 666. That's really long time from now, though.
We got a ways to go on that one. I haven't even done the math to see how long it would take to get to 200, which
we'll see.
Most people could figure that out real quick in their brains, but I'm not one of those.
Maybe the end of the year-ish. We'll find it. We'll be there.
Something around there.
When we hit it, we'll be with you. We'll all be together.
Yeah, true. Well, in the meantime, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get freaky. This first one is a short one, but gave me pause. So
yeah,
sometimes it's not the length that matters. It's just the substance.
What it does to you.
Yeah. Well, this one is from Amber and it's called Be Careful or One Day I Might Have to Report You. Hi, ladies. This one is going to be short and sweet. Well, maybe not that sweet and not your typical Freaky Friday story. My husband is active duty military, and the other night we were ranting about our current political climate when he stopped abruptly and looked at me and said, "Be careful what you say, my dear, or one day I might have to report you." And that was it. That was all he said. No humor in his eyes or anything. No, just kidding. Nothing. Extremely foreboding. I was surprised into silence and couldn't really think of what to say to that. So we just went back to playing Xbox, but I've been ruminating over it for days now, and it freaked me out enough that I thought I would send it in. I would like to think that our military spouses would never be put in that position, but I honestly have no idea at this point. Even if you don't read this on air, I still truly appreciate you reading this. And for all of our active duty military members and spouses who listen, thank you for all your service. The end.
This could be a one-off thing. But what it disturbs me the most about it is dovetailing it with the former president's exit speech going, "Don't forget, members of the military, you serve the Constitution, not a person." And then coupling it with, while there has not been a formal declaration of martial law, but with the January 20th executive order that says within 90 days, let me know if I need to implement this insurrection act so that I can have the military in the streets. And so speaking of 420, I mean, mark your calendars for three reasons now. You know, Jesus will rise again, the smoke will rise again, and hopefully the U.S. Army will not be rising in the streets. But that's been sort of, I think people on TikTok are like, oh, it's definitely going to be martial law on the 20th. That we don't know. I think you can make an educated guess that given the circumstances that have been set up, perhaps that's what they would like to do.
So what is the order that could go into effect on the 20th?
So he signed an executive order on January
20th. We're talking about Trump?
Donald Trump, yes, our current president, on the day he got in office, said, within 90 days, you got to tell me whether or not I need to evoke the Insurrection Act, which would allow the United States military to be on the streets of America. Normally, the U.S. military cannot be deployed domestically, except for in extreme acts or whatever. So that is why they've called all cartel members, you know, enemy combatants. It's ways that you can militarize something without having to have Congress declare an act of war. And so part of that is this Insurrection Act. It lets the president deploy troops if under these certain circumstances. And he's essentially asked, like Pete Hegseth, who I'm sure will just do the right thing and not just shake his head yes while chugging SoCo. But I think they're setting it up so that it's seemingly legitimate, but it's sort of like premeditated that like there will be martial law. And also like we can never get rid of the cartels. It's like the war on terror. You can't really get it's like a war on a concept. So it's like we have a war on all drug dealers forever. And then it's like you don't have to have elections because you have, you know, the military in the streets. So
would that mean that if they're military in the streets, like I'm trying to think of a place you normally wouldn't see an armed guard, because nowadays you see them a lot.
Look out your window. I mean, the streets of downtown, they would supplant local police.
So there would be more police presence on not residential streets, could be though, but downtown areas, places where a lot of people might gather, grocery stores, malls,
certainly
schools, things of that nature.
A protest. You can't be at the protest. You know, you said something they didn't like or whatever. It's like the attorney that they just sidelined at the Detroit airport. He's representing the University of Michigan student who is a pro-Palestinian protester. And the attorney went to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, with his family. And when he came back, they take your photo, you know, when you come back through customs. And he heard the guy go, "Does somebody get somebody from the TTRT?" And he goes, "Well, I grab my phone and I Google TTRT. And I'm like, oh, that's the tactical terrorism response team. And I'm going to get pulled." And he got pulled and they're like, "Give us your phone and unlock it." And he said, "Well, I'm an attorney." "No." And he said, after like a long time back and forth, that they were like, "You're a lawyer. We know you're a lawyer." When they first pulled him back there and said, "You represent some pretty important people." He's like, "No, I don't." But obviously it was this pro-Palestinian protester.
Damn.
And I whatever you feel about the genocide in Gaza, I would say every person deserves to have legal representation regardless of their views. I think Klan's member deserves to have a competent attorney who is not interfered with by our government, because I believe in our system over a regime. And so what we have now is like a regime trying to supplant systems. So this is eerie. Taking this, you know, taking Amber's story in context, it's, you know, I'm a little nervous a bit. I mean, I think we have so many brave men and women who serve, men, women, and people that serve, unfortunately, are being ousted. But those that do serve, I have the utmost faith, because otherwise I can't sleep at night, that they would disobey unlawful orders, that they would not kill their fellow brethren in the street or wrongfully. I say that. You've got people that working for ICE that don't agree with that, you know, that seem to be like just following orders. But it's like, at some point, you're going to have to really, you're going to have to reconcile what you've been willing to do. So I hope members of our military are not willing to do that, lest they end up in the negative ledger of history.
Yeah, it is. It is foreboding, as Amber says, and to have someone that you live with, that's like the closest person in your life, say something like this to you, especially without the "just kidding" or any kind of playfulness.
Yeah.
It would give me pause for sure. And certainly, I also would like to think military spouses wouldn't be put in that position, but everything's off the table these days.
Yeah.
We're living in like unprecedented times. So
yeah,
it wouldn't be unreasonable to think that they would be put in that position.
It does disturb me, the attacks on attorneys, law firms, lawyers, because they know, and judges in courts, that's like the only check. And so to hear any administration say, you know, the president's number one and then Congress and then judges, is like, baby, you've got to go watch Schoolhouse Rock. No, you are co-equal branches of the government. So yes, a single judge in a single state can stop a whole president, because that's how we set it up and we want that. And a whole Congress can stop the president, and then a judge can stop the Congress. Yes, we want that. That's what
checks
we want.
Checks and balances.
That's what we all signed up for, and not, you know, It's a little bit lengthier in the Constitution, but I think Schoolhouse Rock summed it up very well.
Yeah, and Circus, way more fun to watch than it's a great reading song. The Constitution.
It's great. I mean, they do got that preamble song, though, that rocks. I love Schoolhouse Rock. We got to bring it back.
Oh, damn. Was that the one, "I'm a Bill"?
Oh, also that, yeah.
What? How did that one go?
"I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill." That's and he talks right. about, yeah, he talks about all the ways.
Bop.
Hell yeah, dude. So it's like, "We the people, in order to form a more perfect union." I mean, I can sing that whole song. It's so domestic. Yeah, for sure. So I feel like Three Ring Circus is a hit. If you haven't heard it by Schoolhouse Rock, jam to it. Send it to Elon Musk. Send it to Donald Trump. Send it to anybody who doesn't understand, because I think that's just, again, it's not like, oh, I'm so political. It's like, I just want to see it function how we all agreed it would function, which is this way, which is due process and like following constitutional orders.
Well, Amber, may everyone have to follow that, including your husband. So keep us posted.
Yeah, let us know. And if anybody else has got the inside scoop and have been told that you have to report people, get on up. We got to get on Signal or some. I mean, that's where the plans are made, literally.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can just get added to something. It seems kind of easy to do so.
Something anonymous where you can just tell us. And if you just anonymously email us, we won't rat you. But just see if that's like a thing. Is that like a thing going around? Surely not.
Yeah. I mean, we won't rat you regardless, that's why.
Never.
You have the option to put anonymous. But I feel like we've been getting a lot more anonymous ones lately.
Well, that just means I have a lot more children than I knew of. And I love you all. And of course, I'll protect you. You're my babies, my anonymouses.
My anonymouses.
My anonymi.
Well, thank you, Amber, for sending that in.
Sinisterhood, we'll be right back.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Well, this next one is from Vivian and is called "I Made the Aliens Feel Too Awkward to Abduct Me." Hi, awesome ladies. It's Vivian, the listener who wrote in about the pink plasma ball / possible ball lightning going past my window. It's been a minute, so I'm not sure you remember me. I was listening to Daisy's story on the most recent Freaky Friday. So glad you're doing better, Daisy. Sending you love. And when Christy talked about her shroom experience, about how all is one, suddenly brought back a memory of an alien encounter. It was a few years ago. I was laying on the couch on my back when the telltale signs of the alien visit began. It's like your brain is shot deep into meditation, and you also feel like you're going to pass out, as though your body is so exhausted that it's going to crash. There's this thrumming, and it's like gravity pushes on your body a bit more. This has happened since I can remember, so I knew what was coming. But this was also around when I was getting into magic, and as I could feel them begin to phase into the room, I tried to push off the experience. I do what they call high magic, which I learned from Damien Eccles' books. I used my energy to push against what they were doing, and it did have an effect, but I wasn't strong enough in my work yet. They were still coming through. There were, I believe, three of them. And in my mind, I began yelling at them, "How could you do this? We're all one. I don't want to do this. We're all one. We're the same thing." In my mind's eye, I could see them stop and sort of awkwardly look at each other. The pressure stopped increasing for a moment, and I said it again, "We're all one. How could you do this?" And the energy withdrew until it was gone. I felt totally normal. I will say that after about a year of doing high magic, it's been easy to stop these encounters. I have no known health problems that would explain this. I was not asleep or even tired. I was just resting my back for a bit. And as I said in my first submission, my husband and I have seen many probable UAPs in the area. So, what do you think? Thanks so much for all you do. I love you and this wonderful community, and it was so fun seeing you in Milwaukee. May you have the best of luck, the best of health, and an abundance of joy and wealth. Vivian. Well,
thank you, Vivian. What a beautiful sign off. Milwaukee was a good time. That was Camel Milk Show. We talked about Camel
Both
Milk.
Both times we've been there. It's been super fun. Very Every cute little time. Town. Well, Oof. It looks like I got to start practicing high magic, I guess. Know. Because I feel like I got a sign from someone and they're just begging me.
I want to know what this book is. I'm definitely going to go look this up. As you were reading, I was like, there's 7 billion different people on the planet and all kinds of things are happening and we've got no idea. And Vivian's out here having cosmic fights with God knows what these things are. It sounds like some type of, I don't know if it's the grays type, because you hear people that have had interactions with different types mm-hmm. of forms or whatever, that these ones seem to be a little bit more directed toward like experimentation and stuff. So that's where my brain went.
Reason.
Yeah. And that's wild to be like, this is you're being illogical. Why are you hurting me? And they're like, does not compute. Whatever. You could trick them. You get away. Like Rumpelstiltskin, you taught me the other day.
Damien Eccles is one of the West Memphis Three.
That's right.
Who has written several books about high magic at this point. So
fascinating.
When you're wrongfully incarcerated for as long as he was, you have a lot of time on your hands to figure stuff out. And I guess he's figured this out. It's it's wild because that's exactly what I heard. I felt like I was floating through space. I could even like see the universe, and I just kept hearing, we're all one. So, oh my gosh, what if I was the alien?
She was telling you that message. You were visiting her.
Maybe.
Me and you standing over her bed like,
oh,
are
no.
we on a mushroom trip?
When did this happen?
Should we visit this person?
We'll have to compare dates.
Well, it's funny because the We Are One message, what's his name? Chris Bledsoe, who wrote UFO of God, who's repeatedly been visited. And he's the one that like the CIA people have come out and tested him and worked with him on both having orbs come toward him as well as having one or two encounters with like kind of ethereal looking beings and stuff. Just like a regular carpenter guy who's like, I didn't ask for any of this stuff. And then they, you know, send people out to work with him, study him, to put things on his head. And the readings from when he's having these encounters or has had like incidents with orbs, if I'm not mistaken, it looks similar to a meditative experience. So it's interesting that you also described it as a meditative experience. And of course, in Buddhism, we're taught like all are one too. So you start to see some of these across disciplines, across incidents, a lot of similar that all sort of leads us back to like, we're all one and the golden rule. And maybe that's what we should have all been focused on the whole time.
Maybe. What if we all started doing it now? Imagine in a year from now what things could look like.
I say it's never too late to start and let's rock and roll. But yeah, and like
let's
I think we get a little humans. We want to label things and have them different ways. But I'll never forget that near-death experience lady who's like, when I was in my near-death experience, my spirit guide told me, we're all going up the same mountain, but we're all taking different paths. Or it's like a whole wall of jelly jars and we all call it different types of jelly, but it's all sweet. Like it's the same thing and it's sweet. It's just different flavors of the same thing.
That's what it is. Last night I was laying in bed trying to go to sleep. It's crazy that I couldn't when all I was thinking about was we're just specks. Yeah. We're meaningless. We're so small in this whole universe. Imagine how small we are. But our worlds are so small too because that's all we know. And we're all just trying to figure out our own world and we're meaningless, but we're also the stars of our own show.
Right. You're both
this is
everything.
Why I can't sleep when it's 3 a.m.
Anyway, time for bed. No, it's what's his name? Pete Holmes. That like your molecules, like zoom out. You're so upset about something that's going to happen today. Zoom out. You're hurtling through space on a rock.
Truly.
Zoom out. So it gives you perspective, but it also keeps you up at night.
Both of those things are true. Well, thank you, Vivian. This next one is from Jen and is called Parallel Universe While Sleeping. Hey, all, absolutely love your podcast. And because I'm super neurospicy, I have to listen in order from oldest to newest. And I'm currently nearing the end of 2022. The rate I'm binging, I'll probably be caught up by the time you maybe see this. One of the Freaky Friday episodes discussed antihistamines creating sleep paralysis, which had me screaming to my husband, antihistamines make other people act up sleeping too. I personally am a sleepwalker, and for reasons until recently I was unaware of, antihistamines have a huge impact on that. I not only sleepwalk, but I sleep eat, and I've almost poisoned myself with non-food, like body butter and clear nail polish, multiple times because of NyQuil or Benadryl, without understanding the correlation because my sleep behaviors have always been excessive. Anyway, the reason I'm writing is because since I was around 7 or 8, I've been having dreams about the same person. In real life, my family had recently moved to the suburbs from an urban area, and my parents always wrote this off to me being weird in my sleep, and the fact that all the noises from the woods were initially forcing me to keep it creepy because I was used to city sounds prior. In this dream, I would be in the woods playing with a boy named Michael. I know his last name, and you're welcome to email me, but what I can tell you is that when I Google his full name, there are literally no search results, despite how common a name Michael is. So it's the last name that appears to literally not exist anywhere in the Google ethers. When I was little, I would meet this boy, who was my age, in the woods, and we would play and talk. I understood his family had abandoned him, and I would bring him food sometimes. As I got older in real life, so would he. Sometime in my early teens, I began feeling uncomfortable meeting him, but I also felt obligated. I would still bring him food because I felt bad for him, quote, living off the land, which I assumed meant both literally and that he would scrounge for food or maybe shoplift. When I would recall these dreams, they felt so real. When I was 15, we moved to a new house in a different town, still in the suburbs, but pretty woodsy. And the dreams continued, but now in my new location. Again, we were close in age and he was growing up with me. By the time I was in my 20s, I no longer was comfortable seeing him at all. And in the dreams, he started becoming obsessive over the rejection, staring at me through my windows, trying to break into the house, etc. When I was renting an apartment with friends, he was there. When I moved back home in my later 20s to save some money, he showed back up at that house too. My parents had an alarm system with an internal panic button in their bedroom. One night, there was a full moon, and I sat up in bed because I thought I heard Michael outside. I was very aware that this was probably a dream, and I tried to determine if I was asleep or awake by looking at myself in the mirror and trying to pinpoint anything with dreamlike quality. I was positive I was awake. It had snowed out, so the moon's reflection on the snow lit everything up so much it was like having a light on in the house. I decided that I was going to end this harassment and put a stop to Michael practically stalking me. I got up and went to my parents' bedroom where I could look through the sliding glass doors to see if there were footprints in the snow. I decided on the way across the house that if there were footprints, I would press the panic button to alert the alarm company and have the police come hunt him down. When I got to their room, I looked outside and scoured for footprints. There were none. I remember saying out loud, "Oh my God, it was a dream again. Stop thinking he's real." I walked to the kitchen and poured myself a glass of water. As I was taking a sip, I was still facing the sink with the window right above it. Michael stood up from under the outside of that window and stared at me with hatred in his eyes. I'd already decided I must be awake. I was so scared, I jumped back and dropped my glass of water, shattering the glass in the sink, the noise of which woke me up because I was dreaming this whole thing. My mom, in real life, heard the glass break and came running in to find me in hysterics, carrying on about Michael and how I was going to set off the panic button. My dad came in and overheard all this, and as I left the room to finally go back to bed, I heard him say, "Can you imagine if she set off the panic button? The police would tell us the alarm was set off from inside the house." Michael showed up in my dreams when I was staying at friends' houses and once even at a hotel. I was telling a friend about this who has a close friend who is an energy worker. My friend's friend listened to my many stories and asked me numerous questions about what Michael looks like, eye color, current age, etc. She suggested that I research parallel universes because initially she felt that this might be a demonic attachment, but instead thinks Michael might be someone another version of me is actually experiencing. Literally breaks my brain trying to process. I haven't had a dream with Michael in it since moving in with my now husband, which was about 12 years ago. I'm in my mid-40s and still literally think of this almost daily. When the energy worker suggested that the next time I see him, I confront him myself, refuse to back down, and tell him to leave me alone, the strange thing is, my reaction was sadness and guilt. Like, despite how scared I am of these, quote, dreams, I also am equally concerned about hurting this dreamland person. If you made it this far, I hope you enjoyed this. I've been told by several people that I should write this character into a book, but I just can't wrap my head around it because there's no ending to our story, and I can't imagine writing fiction in as filler to make it interesting enough to read. It feels too real and inappropriate for some reason. I have many bizarre sleep stories. Some where others practice lucid dreaming in my dreams that we both recalled the next day. I do lucid dream naturally and always have, but have never had any control over them. Thanks for the many hours of listening you provide. I found you through, and that's why we drink suggestion and can't get enough.
Well, thank you for listening. Thanks to, and that's why we drink for suggesting us, and we suggest them back for sure. And this lucid dreaming where someone interacts with you is like a thing that they're trying to test in scientific settings now. So there's something going on with dreams, man. I will reiterate, science doesn't know hardly shit about dreams.
Yeah. Like,
I'm like, are you serious? Googling, like, what do we know? And it's like, we don't know why. We think maybe this. It could be this. It helps this.
But what's really going on? I don't think it's anything anybody can really know. We get like bits and pieces, but the more we learn, the more it's almost we realize we don't really know anything at all.
No, like, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's to clear the plaque from your brain and reset you and rest you and all that. Yeah, certainly. But the dream part of it, and I get it too, if it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm worried about this job interview and I did it in my head and woke up and had to go do, that's one thing. But when it's like full ass entire other dreamscapes or other worlds, you and I were talking about this where I just recently realized like all this shit, not all of it, but several things happen in the same building. And it's this like building that just exists in my head and vice versa. Like now there's this like man that's like literally grown up with you and followed you to, I guess you just needed to get another man to oust him or something if he stopped coming around when your husband moved. You moved in with your husband.
It is mind boggling and blowing to try and think like another version of you in another timeline is interacting with him or a parallel universe, but you're somehow like crossing over. That makes my brain leak out of my ears. But really, trying to figure out dreams at all does. And my dreams are so vivid and so insane that I need something strapped to my head. I need to figure out what's going on in there because I've got some questions. But I also have like a handful of dreamscapes that mostly all of my dreams take place in. And there is a lot of overlap and there's a lot of thematic overlap as well. But I had a dream the other night that my, out of nowhere, I walked into a room and my papa, my grandfather was sitting in there and Simon was with me and he was like, hey, buddy. And they had like an interaction and that was the only positive part of that dream. So I was like, that's so weird because rarely do I have positive dreams. So when I do have a positive thing stick out, I'm like, thank you for doing that.
But I appreciate the visitation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dreams like that. It's like, was it a visitation? Was it your heart wanting, you know, wishing that you, you know, now I'm going to act out this thing I wished. I told you I recently dreamt me and you and Tommy went to go see Selena Gomez. gave her a standing ovation at the end. I was like, she nailed it. It was like, she was singing like jazzy Broadway music. And I was like, yeah, go Selena.
Go Selena.
I wake up kind of going, I wonder why I thought that. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, she's all over the place right now. That's so probably maybe why. Her next move is Broadway.
I'm deeply going to go see her. Yeah, and her TikTok. So yeah, probably. But yeah, well, keep us updated if Michael comes back. I like the idea of maybe you don't even have to confront him and be like, get the hell out of here. You can just be like, who are you? Like, why do you keep showing up? And honestly, you make me nervous if we can figure this out, but you've started to scare me. I think sometimes it's like Nelson from the Ghost Guild taught us, like souls are souls. If there is some sort of energetic spirit to it, it's like, let's reason with them. And if it's, as he goes, I don't care if I scare you. That's when you start working on banishment skills. Holler at Vivian, perhaps there's some work in the high magic for real. Right? I mean, there might be something to that, but I think there's nothing wrong with trying to reason with anything, human or corporeal or not.
The whole idea of sleepwalking has always fascinated me and sleep eating. I remember watching a documentary about people that did that and they would ingest like things that are not food, like drinking a bunch of nail polish. I remember one lady would eat cigarette butts or just like eat butter or mayonnaise just straight out of the jar. Like, and then you wake up and you're like, God, why do I feel like such shit? And what am I covered in? And you're like, well, I slept well. And having to set up like barriers so you can't get out of your bedroom and potentially walk out the door and hurt yourself or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's wild what our brains do when we sleep and that some people do that. Like Mike Birbiglia has a sleep disorder where he literally jumped out of a second story window at a hotel because
La Quinta.
Yeah. And now like has to buy every time he goes to a hotel, be like, you got to put me on the first floor because I have this disorder. It's wild.
He has like a little sleep blanket he zips up in with little mittens and stuff. When you talked about when he first had a baby that he was very worried, he would sleep in a separate room with the door locked. Because he's like, I don't want to wake up in the night and be like, oh, this is a football. I might as well spike it. Like, it's a babe, you know? So that type of precaution you have to take is like, at least it's, you know, if you're eating something at night and mayonnaise, maybe, but the nail polish. Or David Sedaris talked about his sister slept, walk, and ate her turtle's biscuits, which were made out of pressed bugs. And he's like, oh, yeah. She said she had such a dream that she was like eating snacks at the theater and then wake up in the morning and go, oh, Speedy's snacks are gone.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, you got
a taste for them.
Yeah, dipping them in mayonnaise. But Godspeed with your, I hope that you figure out the sleepwalking, because it can be like dropping the glass. Like, thank God you like dropped it away from you and you didn't like drop the glass, wake yourself up and you land on shattered glass when you're in the kitchen thinking an evil boy rises from the fucking window across from the sink, which yeah. I have a window across from my sink. And now that's what I'm going to be afraid of.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. And this
yours is bigger too.
Looks right out into a yeah. lot of dark stuff. Yeah.
Hopefully it's just a possum if you do see anything.
Yeah. It is weird. It's scarier too, because you're asleep. So you yourself doesn't really have control over what's going on. So you're kind of in autopilot mode and you're just hoping that your autopilot knows the way.
Steers you the right way. Well, if you have not, Jen, read or watched Sleepwalk With Me by Mike Birbiglia, you might find it relatable because of his REM behavior disorder. And he really did have to, he thought at first like, oh, I just kind of sleepwalk. But that apparently if it is untreated, it can lead to a lot of other things and dangers. So Godspeed to anybody that sleepwalks, because I don't, you know, I'm not, that's my time to lie down. I'm not trying to get up. That's the point of it. So I'm sorry it's disrupted.
You're not rested after doing all of that. If you're physically walking around, like your body isn't resting.
Especially if you think you're like trying to get an intruder out of the house, that like brings up adrenaline and stuff too. So Godspeed, Jen. Good Lord. But let us know if Michael comes back.
Yeah, please do.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Well, this next one is from Amy, and the subject line is My Uncle John. Hi, ladies. I'm the Amy who wrote in a few months ago about the Pillow Man prank caller when I worked at Marshall's. I just finished listening to Megan's story from Freaky Friday about her Uncle John, so I had to pause and share my story about my Uncle John. Like Megan's uncle, my Uncle John was the ultimate prankster. He and my mom were only 13 months apart, and their adventures together were so outlandish, they don't even sound real. Once, when my mom was 5 and John almost 4, she brought him to school with her, and they ended up running away with the entire class and the teacher chasing after them. Another time, my mom was taking a bath, and John lifted himself up into the windowsill and clawed at the window, pretending he was being kidnapped. These stories still make me laugh. When I was little, my Uncle John was always putting me up to something or making up crazy stories. He created a character called the Milk Princess, who would visit children to punish them for not drinking all their milk. At Christmas, he had a book personalized for me that included the Milk Princess and other characters that I've since forgotten. He went out of his way to make me feel special, and just as Megan's Uncle John was her favorite family member, my uncle was mine. My Uncle John passed away unexpectedly in October of 2020. He was working out at CrossFit, and when he didn't get up from an exercise on the floor, everyone thought he was just being a jokester. But despite 45 minutes of life-saving measures, he couldn't be revived. The day he died was the absolute worst day of my life. I hadn't talked to him in months, and my biggest fear is that he died not knowing how much I loved and adored him. I'm always wishing for some kind of sign from Uncle John. I know he's okay, but I just want to hear from him. Yesterday, my sister, who's also a listener, texted me, "Have you listened to Freaky Friday yet?" I told her I was behind, and she told me someone wrote in about their Uncle John. I didn't think a whole lot of it until today when I heard Megan's story, which could have been about my Uncle John. I stopped and sobbed for a bit and then decided to write in to share. Was this a sign from John that I've been waiting for, or just a coincidence? I'm sure I'll never know, but either way, I feel comforted. Thank you for reading this, even if it doesn't make it on the pod. Amy.
Well, Amy, you're correct. Regardless of what it was, the fact that you feel comforted is the most important thing. And I love that Uncle John's apparently are just the pranksters of the family.
Yeah, my Uncle John's less of a prankster, more of like he's got a wacky story. We told it on Full Moon Energy about his Basset Hound Beauregard. Oh, right. But having an uncle like this, that it doesn't matter if you hadn't talked to him in months, he absolutely knew how much you loved and adored him. And it sounds like the feeling is mutual. You do not go to the trouble of creating the milk princess and then memorializing her forever in literature if you do not absolutely have a special connection with your niece or nephew, your little nibbling. So that's a special bond.
For sure. I like the idea of the milk princess being a bad guy.
she's
a princess. She punishes you. Yes. The name is deceiving. You think she's going to turn you into like some kind of chocolate milk, strawberry milk. Like maybe you get to be a new flavor of milk. No.
No.
She takes you.
She's like Krampus.
She kills you if you don't drink your milk.
She drinks your blood. She'll smash a milk bottle over your head and drink your blood. She is violent. No, I love this idea that you make up a whole ass lore and tell a kid that's the type of pranks we like. Not like the kid thinks they're going to, you know, the parents have a chainsaw and chases them through the woods. More like a fun lore that you can all add to together. That's a good time.
Well, Uncle John's everywhere. You are loved, and we appreciate your shenanigans, both when you were here and in the afterlife.
For sure. Well, thank you very much, Amy. And thanks to Megan for giving Amy a little smile, a little connection to her Uncle John.
I like little things like that. Maybe it is just a coincidence, but seeing them as a sign, I mean, there's something to be said for that, too. We're all connected in different ways.
Right. And it gives you, at least makes you think of that person. So in that case, it was a sign because it brought them into your head. At least it was a sign for you.
True.
Well, thank you very much, Amy. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This next one is from Bethany, and the subject line is, I see static people. Hi, ladies. I discovered your podcast about a year ago, early 2024. I've been binge listening ever since. I'm up to about August 2023, and I just want to thank you for being a constant source of levity, sincerity, and insightful conversation in my life. I'd already burned my way through Wine and Crime, and That's Why We Drink, so I think my Spotify algorithm just knew I needed you two next. In March 2024, I was officially divorced. My ex and I co-parent great together, better than we ever did when we were married. We maintain a parenting schedule where I have my two boys, 7 and 9, every Monday and Tuesday, and then every other Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I mention this because every other week, I go about 5 days without seeing them. On the days I don't have my boys, this house is way too quiet. So you two are my constant companions while I make coffee, work from home, relax, or do anything out in the yard. Thank you. You make those days go by so much faster, and I feel so much less alone with you two in my ears. Anyway, enough rambling. This story is quick and nowhere near the freakiest of stories you shared, but I just had to send this in after hearing another Freaky Friday submission. I could not believe someone else has experienced this too. It was your October 21st, 2022 Freaky Friday episode, and the submission was about static people. My jaw dropped when you started reading it. It was about a 7-year-old girl who'd seen two men walking down a footpath, and their bodies appeared to be entirely comprised of static. Her descriptions of a, quote, static TV or the shit Carol Ann is talking to in The Poltergeist had me nodding along furiously, listening intently. So here's my own encounters with static people. It has happened to me twice. The first was when I, too, was about 7 years old. I always slept with my door wide open, and my parents' room was a straight shot down the hall. I was sound asleep in my bed when suddenly I was sitting straight up, wide awake. I wasn't sure why I'd woken up. I remember feeling bewildered as to why I was even sitting up. I didn't even remember doing it. I thought I must have had a nightmare, but my heart wasn't racing and I wasn't feeling any residual waves of panic or fear. I looked around my room. I'm an only child and my room was a basic small square. The head of my bed was along the same wall as my door. So to look out my door, I had to turn and look far to my left, over my shoulder. As I scanned my room in the dark, my eyes fell on my open doorway. There, in my door, stood a man. Well, what was very clearly the outline of a man, but the entire form was static. Moving static. Exactly like a TV with no signal. I swear I could almost hear a static-like sound, but it was muffled. He looked to be about the height and build of my dad. And I can't explain why, but it just gave male energy, which is why I say he. I remember rubbing my eyes and saying, "Dad?" I thought something must be wrong with my eyes, but when I looked back at the figure, it was still there. He seemed to see me, and I just looked at him. Part of me still thought it must be my dad. By now, I had fully turned toward the doorway, so I knew I wasn't seeing things. This wasn't just a glance. We looked at each other for I don't know how long. It was probably just a few minutes. At some point, my 7-year-old self just shrugged, said goodnight, like actually out loud, to the static figure and laid back down. I never felt scared of the thing. In fact, I felt calm and safe. I closed my eyes, and when I woke up again, it was morning. I asked my dad the next day and many days after if he'd tried to wake me up that night. He was perplexed and said, "No, of course not." I know my parents chalk it up to a dream, but to this day, I remember it so clearly. I do remember dreams from my childhood, but I know when they were dreams. I just know this wasn't a dream, but I can't explain what it was either. The second time it happened, I was around the same age, within the same year or two, so I must have been about 7 or 8-ish. It was springtime in West Michigan, and about once in the season, we get a legitimate tornado warning / small tornado touchdown somewhere in the state. I remember my mom waking me up to go down to the basement. There was a tornado warning and a sighting very nearby, so we went down to our TV room to sleep on the pullout couch. My dad was still sleeping upstairs. He's an old farm boy, and he's the kind of guy who goes out on the back deck to watch the storms come in. He wasn't about to wake up for no tornado warning unless it started to peel the roof off or something. My mom and I were laying on the pullout. I was facing the wood bifold doors of this small square TV room in the basement. So 90s, am I right? We had left the folding doors open, and I could see the storm lighting up everything through the windows out beyond our room. I know I had not fallen asleep yet. We were just laying quietly. I was letting my mind relax and gazing out the doors when I saw a figure, a small figure this time. At first, I thought it was just a trick of the lightning or shadows. I rubbed my eyes and sat up on my elbow. I looked again. Standing next to the folded wooden door was a little girl. Well, the outline of a girl. I could tell she was wearing a sort of frilly dress. She was just standing there, and next to her was a small puppy. It was jumping up at her legs, and you guessed it, they were both entirely static. It was just the outlines of a girl and a puppy. The static was buzzing and moving again. I just watched them for a moment, and the girl seemed to watch me too. I asked my mom if she saw them. She was already asleep and sort of mumbled something at me about going back to bed. Again, I didn't feel afraid. I didn't feel like I should panic, so I just laid down. I watched them until I fell asleep. When I woke up again, it was morning. I have no idea what these experiences were, and I've never seen them again. But hearing someone else write in about these static people absolutely blew my mind. I've always sort of thought they might be ghosts or maybe leftover energies of people. I'm not sure who these people would have been, though. It was an old house built in the 1950s, I believe. So I guess there could have been any number of residual energies hanging about. That's my tentative explanation for these static beings. Would love to know what you ladies think. Thanks for reading. Keep it creepy. All my love, Bethany.
Bethany, first of all, thank you for pointing out the date and the exact
hell yeah.
episode title so people can go back and listen if they want. I remember that story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't forget something like static, people.
You don't. What? It's very interesting that in both of these stories, y'all were seven.
That is interesting to me. And I don't know the exact age, but I think that the Division of Perceptual Studies at the University of Virginia that does like near-death experiences, past lives for kids and stuff like that, have said that like the past life stuff starts to fade like around 7-8 years old. So it's like the susceptibility is different earlier. Or if you don't believe that it's, you know, supernatural, it's like maybe you're psychologically you change or whatever. But the idea that maybe like younger kids can kind of see through the veil or don't know not to look at that, like their brain doesn't know to like filter that out. I don't know.
Doesn't know to be scared. Yeah. But I'm glad that you weren't scared. I mean, it sounds like, I think you would have known to be scared if it was scary, but they seem just like a calming presence. And ever since someone was like, what if ghosts are just people in other timelines look, and they are in our, they think we're the ghosts. And so now I'm always like, what if they're just living in their world looking and you're like, well, why is she down in the basement all of a sudden? Is it because this storm's going on out there? Or maybe in their world, a storm isn't happening.
Right. You know? And it's like, this person's just here. Mm-hmm. You think about like what has been in the room that you're in right now, like where you're at in your office. People lived in that house before you. That was maybe a kid's playroom. Mm-hmm. So then in, you know, 15 years ago. So 15 years ago, are they like, I just saw the outline of like a blonde lady in a hat saying motherfucker a lot. It was crazy, like laughing. And there was guinea pigs everywhere. Or like, am I, you know, like I'm in a spare bedroom that was like a kid's room, I'm sure, however many years ago. And it's like, this bitch won't shut up. There's this brown-headed lady and a gargoyle and a fucking McGruff the crime dog. And they're like, go back to bed, sweetie. It's just a dream.
Yeah, that's meanwhile, when they're like, we're going to go to the doctor tomorrow, get you on some medication. It's like, it really moon. Is happening. I know it's wild, but it really is happening.
You don't understand. There's a popple. There's a moon with its mouth open constantly. It's just, it's like it wants to
there's
fuck
this
the
giant
mouth.
Horse head and with blue hair. And sometimes and she puts eyes. It on, but then she gets too hot. She so she's got to take dances. It off.
Yeah, it's like a David Lynch scene, just like dancing horse head lady body. I'm ruining some
kids' life.
We haven't
even talked about the corn skull.
And they're like, eat your corn, Junior. I can't. It'll get me in my dreams. So you're right. Like, what if, I mean, if it's like time is just slices of bread and we're all in the same place. Mm-hmm. It's like everything everywhere all at once. Sorry, but also you're welcome, people who used to live in our houses, that you get free entertainment like this.
I told you when we went to have our little self-care pampering day the other day, we got our nails done. And then I was like, what if we just went next door and got a massage after this? You're like, yeah. And so absolutely. We did. And during my massage, I just kept thinking about the massage therapist and like how, not even in a massage way, but just like, I wonder what all her hands have touched. Like how many babies she's held, how many like kids when they're crying, because she was an older woman, you know, like how many tears has she wiped away, how many homemade meals has she made. Well, and she's like rubbing my hand and I'm like, our hands are touching, we don't know each other, like we just, but like energy is shared and we kind of like create the energy around us. So then I was just like trying to be a cool vibe, so I would shoot it through my hand.
I think there's something to that, because the fields around us are the electromagnetic field of our heart. Can it emanates like 3 to 5 feet away from us, and so in sort of this like torus shape, to where there is machinery that can detect it from that far away. So if machinery can detect it, I think we can. I don't know that we're like dogs. You know, dogs can smell more than we can smell. The smells are still there. We're just not smelling them. Me and you aren't smelling them.
There's a lot of shit we can't see because so our eyes can't see it.
I was going to say, the spectrum of light is crazy. Mm-hmm. We only kind of see these things. We were driving down the street the other day and I was like, I see all these, this was in the middle of the afternoon. I swear I was not high, you guys. I was just like, look at all these trees and how green they are, because you know, it's spring, everything's coming back. And I thought, I see green how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I can point at something within reason, because you've got the way I pick something out in an edit for a short film today. And I go, I just want to say that was a Christy Wallace level of attention to detail that 6 years ago, there was not a chance that I would have noticed this. But like the fact that we generally kind of go, oh yeah, that's green or whatever. But like, it could look like different to you. I just wouldn't know it. It's like my eyes see it one way. Anyway, all that to say is we all think our perspectives are.
And there's no way
to
really know it. Because even if you're explaining like, right? Because it's like this shade of green. It's like a leaf green. You're like, yeah, but your idea of leaf green could be my hunter green or turquoise or, you know what I mean? So it is, colors are totally different when you think about it.
But I feel the same way about like smells and, and sounds. Like there's stuff that we can't hear that dogs can hear or whatever. So I feel like if it is emanating such that a machinery can detect it, then I think that on whatever level, conscious, subconscious, we get a vibe. Like, and I think that that is not a too much of a off the wall, wild thing to say. No. So, I would agree, like when you are thoughtful about it and you're like pushing positive energy, I'm sure she felt that in a positive way. I'm sure if people are like, get off me, or like feeling all weird as a massage therapist, you're probably like, this person hates this. And I
can tell. For real. And like, you can walk into a room that you haven't been in and there's just a group of people and within be like, this is a welcoming space or things feel tense. I mean, how many times have you walked into a room? You're like, you could cut the tension with a knife in here. And it's just, no one's talking. Everyone's energy is giving off this weird frequency.
Yeah.
So like last night when you're over here and my beautiful son, who has decided that he just naps now again during the day, which is great until it's 10:30 and he's wide like fucking awake. So I was laying with him in bed and I was like trying to change my energy to be like calming, because he was right against me, because I was like, he can feel this. In my head, I was literally picturing like a white light like enveloping him and calming him and stuff. I mean, he eventually fell asleep. I don't know that I did magic and worked that one out, but there's something to be said about that. I mean, for sure, there's people that give off good and bad energies.
Oh, for sure. And I'm sure like you laying there, if you were like, God, I'm so frustrated, like, just go to bed. Mm-hmm. Just like the like, you know, the buzz that we have oftentimes around us, like the thought that you're cognizantly saying, okay, I want to quiet that so that I can push forth this other energy. That I bet there's a way to measure that. I don't know it. Maybe it's the God helmet we talked about on our minisode recently. Yeah. Maybe it's like the electrodes that they put on, that Spangler puts on Rick Moranis' head and Ghostbusters. I don't know. But there's got to be some way to, I don't know, measure that. Because like we said, with the brain waves, they can measure when you're in a meditative state. Mm-hmm. So it changes your body physiologically when you get into these states, whether it is just, I'm going to calm myself or I am going to go and meditate for real for however long. It does something to you. So who's to say, you know, Vivian using the magic to get the beings away. Like, I don't know. Maybe we're all just working on our psychic
wood, man. Also, Tommy just the other day used Ghostbusters 2 as a reference to explain something else I was talking about
knowledge.
If you hear negative things a lot, it changes you biologically. And he was like, just like in Ghostbusters 2. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, the ooze would get affected. And I was like, God damn, everything can be traced back to Ghostbusters.
That's why it's one of my favorite movies. But it's true. It's like with plants. They like if you scream at them versus if you like talk good to them, or dogs. One time I asked the internet, I was like, what can I do to make my dog know that I love her so much? Because I want the goose to know. And it was like talking to them about your day in a positive, pleasant voice, that gives you the uplifting, happy feelings, just because they can tell by the tone of your voice.
Yeah.
So I there's something to be said about that.
Yeah,
about
for sure.
If we're all one, then you want to only put out good stuff because that's what you're going to get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This all dovetails to a Patreon bonus content we have not recorded yet that I'm sitting on like a loaded spring, and I cannot wait to do with you.
Which one is it?
I can't tell you because I'm sitting. It's a Heather save. So I saved some good stuff.
So it's a Heather save.
But there's one segment of it has to do with kind of like woo-woo stuff like this that I'm excited about. Because I think TikTok has connected a lot of people that and like Reddit and the internet forums and stuff. We're being connected on belief systems that we possibly were like, oh, I always did that as a kid and I never knew that other people did that or whatever. So figure it out.
We're all just static people, man.
Hell yeah. Turn off the TV, baby. Well, thank you, Bethany. That if anybody else out there has seen static people, write in, and if you know what they are,
if you are one, I don't know. Maybe if you're listening to it in your realm,
you're going to be like, we got this submission and just says, shh, shh, shh.
Oh my gosh. Like, we get a video submission for Sunday Scaries and it's just like them, but it's like filming themselves talking. Oh
selfie
my God.
Style, static man doing a selfie. Oh, I yeah. would come unglued. But oh, thank yes. you, Bethany. And yeah, let us know if anybody else has seen him. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Well, this final one we got today is from Molly, and the subject line is, I think I inadvertently started a coven. Hi, friends. This story submission has been a long time coming. I've wanted to write in for years, have started twice, and never really gotten around to it until now. I want to start with saying that I absolutely love you two. I've been listening since the end of 2018. I don't know how I somehow stumbled on your podcast, but I'm glad I did. Seriously, y'all are in my dream blunt rotation. Hell yeah. Molly writes, okay, let's cut to the chase now. I think I accidentally started a coven. To start off my story, we have to go way back to the beginning, to the day I was born. I was born on April 9th with chubby cheeks, blonde hair, and blue eyes. All crucial details. I'm the second of two children in my family, with my older brother being born 4 years ahead of me. And bless my brother's heart, because I made it my life's mission to embody annoying little sister energy whenever we were growing up. That poor guy never caught a break from my antics. Fast forward a couple years after I was born, and we get new neighbors. A young family with a little boy that was a little bit younger than me. It was such an exciting thing to have a neighbor kid so close in age to play with while growing up. We became best buds and played together daily. He even became my first kiss when I was 7. How romantic. Eventually, when I was almost 6 years old, our neighbors became pregnant with a second child. We were so excited because they were expecting a baby girl and she was due the week of my birthday. As we got closer and closer to her due date, I became increasingly concerned that they would have their baby on my birthday, April 9th. This was a huge deal to me because it meant that they may not be able to attend my birthday party. How dare they? Well, surprise, surprise, she came on April 9th. The day I turned 6 years old, our neighbor gave birth to her baby girl. And the best part was that she ended up looking shockingly similar to me. Chubby cheeks, blonde hair, and blue eyes. It's even sillier thinking about how she's the second child with an older brother who is 4 years older than her. As we grew up, it became a fun fact that I shared birthdays with my neighbor. Our parents made sure we got our obligatory birthday photos together every single year. And as we grew up, another young family moved in across the street. They had a little boy that was only a couple years old. We were never close with them, but they were a friendly family. Eventually, they got pregnant too with their second child, a baby girl. And it turned out she was also due in April. We joked about how hilarious it would be if she somehow was also born on April 9th like me and the neighbor girl, but we never thought it would actually happen. Until it did. On April 9th, the day I turned 12 and my neighbor turned 6, our new neighbors gave birth to their baby girl. And you may have guessed it by now, but she too had chubby cheeks, blonde hair, and blue eyes. And the cherry on top is that she was also the second child with an older brother who was 4 years older than her. So now here we are, three girls born on the same block, all born on April 9th, all with chubby cheeks, blonde hair, and blue eyes, all 6 years apart, and all second children with older brothers that are 4 years older than us. What the hell? My question for you two is, did I accidentally start a coven? Or maybe there's some sort of glitch in the matrix? Was I the beginning of some weird prophecy? Am I the leader? Or am I just a pawn in a larger secret operation? As far as I know, there are only three of us, but I have no clue who lived on our block before we got there, and no clue who lives there now. So I'm unable to truly know how many of us there are. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to read my story, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts. P.S. I want to take a moment to give a quick shout out to my old college roommate and good friend Haley, who is also a diehard listener. Oh, and one more thing. She was also born on April 9th. Cheers, Molly.
First of all, today is April 8th that we are recording this on.
Yes, so happy early birthday. By the time you hear this, happy belated birthday.
Yes. If you, Heather, saw my mouth drop open,
yes, I did.
It's because when you said three of them, they're all 6 years apart. I was like, six, six, six.
The connection.
But also the ninth, I don't know. I'm trying to get more into numerology.
Yeah, like, 4-9.
Yeah, and like angel numbers and what numbers can mean and stuff.
True, true.
It is strange. It's a strange coincidence that you all look alike, have the same features. Also, shout out to everybody that was born with chubby cheeks, blonde hair, and blue eyes. Hey,
you're just a couple months off.
I was January though, but that is very interesting.
They're like, that street's like a portal and like souls are coming through it. And they're like, the day is happening 6 more years and we'll have the day. I don't know what it is. I'm interested in our listeners' thoughts. We have a lot of very varied different backgrounds as listeners. So whether y'all could say, like, statistically speaking, you know, that's a 1 in 300 chance. And it's like less. But when you start to add like the location, the age gap, the physicality is like, I mean, depending on what neighborhood, you kind of might look like your neighbors, just like the way suburbs tend to work.
Mm-hmm.
But like the date is like weirdly specific, mm-hmm. and the separate between the ages, the birthday kids, you know what I mean? Like the older brother being 4 years older. Oh, no, that's weird.
It's all weird.
We're all just NPCs. They're like, oh, they need another kid. Just April 9th. They're like,
we already did two on the street. That's April 9th. Nobody will notice.
It's fine. And they're like, they fucking noticed.
Told you they were going to.
They're like, just send her a best friend named Haley. It's fine. She was also born on the 9th. Fuck, they're going to notice.
It's giving, but in a sweet way, Hereditary vibes, but like not in the way that looks up.
Or I don't not think in the you way can say that, Hereditary.
That movie ends up. I'm Googling April 9th birthday and what that Hereditary. Might mean when you're born on April 9th. Well, you're an Aries, which is a fire sign. So you're bold, energetic, passionate. Let's see.
You have to be if you're going to be a cult, a coven, whatever kind of leader truly, you want to be.
Your strengths are leadership and initiative. Your weaknesses, aggressiveness and moodiness. Hard relate on both of those.
Yeah, that's just me.
You're feisty and opinionated, but other than just being an Aries, it doesn't really give much more details. Now,
my question or my suggestion is you go and find the other people from your street. And
then you
got to get together and call yourselves the 49ers or whatever you want to call yourselves.
49ers is a good one.
And be
49ers?
Like, yeah, the 49ers would be like, why are we here? What do we think we're here for?
What are we here to do? Maybe you've got some kind of like the three horsemen type of thing going on. You're changing the world somehow. You better all get together. I don't know how long ago this was, but whatever ages you all are now, you got to get together. See how many similarities you still have these years later.
It's almost like, yeah, when they get separated at birth and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, they both ended up having the same job, the same haircut, the same whatever. So I wanted to look out the statistical likelihood that there would be three girls born on April 9th on the same block, each is the second child with an older brother 4 years older with the same look, born exactly 6 years apart. And mathematically speaking, it is a 1 in 1 quadrillion chance of happening. It's astronomical odds.
Wow.
It sounds like you are the high priestess of this suburban coven row. And yeah. I think run with it because that's
like
some
sorority
serious
row, but it's. Yeah. You're all blonde witches, which I love. So I'd love to be invited to your street.
I say get together and combine your magic somehow. What better day than your birthday? So, or you meet September 4th, 9/4. See, it's like inverse day. And then that way you're not having to spend your birthday with people from your childhood that you don't really talk to.
What if you
anymore?
All come together and you all blow out your candle at the same time?
Make the same wish.
And not even knowing you've all made the same wish. And then a universal shift happens.
Then we get a tear in the space-time fabric, mm-hmm. and we can That's walk through it. We follow the static people through the ship, through the hole.
We do.
And that's how we ascend. This isn't a cult. No worries. No, Molly, thank you for writing this in. I want you to know that while this might seem like a fun anecdote, it is a one in quadrillion chance of happening. Like, that's wild. That's so much.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's also wild that we recorded this the day before. So tomorrow, we'll know. Y'all won't, because this won't be out yet. But tomorrow, we'll think about this, and then maybe
I'm going to send.
We'll find later. Molly will let us know, oh, this April 9th, XYZ happened. And it's, you know, because we were all channeling our energies. Like we said, we can change the things around us if we're all channeling our energies in the right way.
Hell yeah. Let's get that vibe. Because what did you say? We're all one. That's right.
We're all one. We're all static people. So
we're all made of the same static.
Let's all be kind to each other.
For sure.
Well, thank you, Molly, for sending that in. And thank you to everybody today for sending in your Freaky Friday stories. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/Freaky Friday. Speaking of freaky, got something creepy that you've caught on camera. Maybe you got a static person you got on camera. You found a weird or unexplainable clip online. Maybe you just have a funny video that you need us to see. We'll send it our way and we'll live react to it during Sunday Scaries, our weekly live stream over on Patreon every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's totally free. You just got to sign up as a free member. And by doing that, you get other cool stuff just passively. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not even trying to, and we're going to give you stuff.
Signing up as a free member on Patreon, literally just put your email address in. You'll get notifications from us when we go live, when we have things posted. Once a month, you get free audio bonus content that's usually reserved for the first tier, the So Sinister tier. And there's also just a back-ass catalog of mm-hmm. all those, because we've been doing the free once a month for a while. So there's already something for free for you on Patreon if you just go stick your email address in, not to mention joining us on this live stream on Sundays. But there's so much more on Patreon beyond the free.
Oh, yes. Beyond the free. You'll get free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As every third Thursday of the month, quarterly live bonus content, weekly audio bonus content, mini-sodes, merch discounts, and a community of the best listeners on the whole internet. Heather mentioned earlier, our most recent mini-sode on the God Helmet is pretty bananas. And if you're into the stuff we talked about today, it's definitely up your alley.
Absolutely. Head over to sinisterhood.com and click shop on the top banner to check out merch like t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show and submit topics and cases you'd like us to cover. You'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists and tickets for Crime Wave at Sea 2025.
I'm so excited to see. I was talking to my friend being like, I just didn't think you'd go on a cruise ship. I said, the only thing that's going to get me on one, I'm going on it willingly and with all awareness, but really I'm drawn by the call of the triangle and the call of the aliens. These two things. So the fact that we also get to go with you guys and we get to have fun, we're basically going to go on vacation together. It's not just us. You're also going to hear Henry and Ed from last podcast, two of the fucking funniest people in the whole entire world. Incredible podcasters like Scared to Death, Dan and Linz, also the gals from True Crime Campfire. It is a fire lineup, but we don't set a fire on the ship. We're not going to do that.
No,
but
we'll bring the fire. That.
But there's all kinds of cruise amenities, whatnot. We can't wait.
Oh, man. There's going to be live podcast recordings, meet and greets, fan meetups. So you could maybe meet your new bestie. Mm-hmm. We got a Discord channel specifically for if you're trying to find a roomie maybe for mm-hmm. this as well and split the cost of a cabin. You can go over to our Discord and check that out too. And thank you so much to everyone that has bought tickets. We just had a call yesterday with the Crime Wave people and we're very pleased with how this is all coming along. It is probably going to sell out, so yeah. Get your tickets while you can, because it's not just us, it's the other shows as well who their listeners are also buying tickets.
Yeah, so go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister, get your fan code, like Chrissy said, it will sell out. There's a limited number, and they've told us, like, you're plugging along. You're at a high percentage, and they're going to get filled up. So go to crimewaveatsea.com/sinister. Get that fan code. Go to the Discord channel. See if you can meet. Even if you don't need a roommate, you might just see who else is going. And or if you're thinking about going, go on the Discord channel and see, like, well, what did you book? How, you know, where do you think you're going to travel from? All that kind of stuff. So it's always more fun to travel with the crew. So
for sure.
crimewaveatsea.com/sinister. You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. You can like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood, and you can follow us on YouTube and TikTok for the clips from the show, episodes, live streams, and so much more. Our handles on both are at Sinisterhood Podcast. And if you want us to make a video just for you or the Sinisterhood fan in your life, book a cameo now. From happy birthdays, birth announcements, we're coming up on Mother's Day, Father's Day, graduations. Perhaps you're graduating and you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do now.
Pep talk.
We love a pep talk. Mm-hmm. We love to give advice, answer questions via a cameo. And it's a personalized custom video. And you dictate what is in the video, whether it's just us or also like McGruff or said lady body, anything that haunts the former inhabitants of this room that I'm haunting currently now. We'd love to bring it on the video. So go to cameo.com/sinisterhood and book yours now. Where are you at the computer? That sentence was out of order, but they know.
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Where, Heather, you, computer?
Sometimes my brain just puts the words in a different order, but I check them before I post them most of the time at Heather versus the World Everywhere.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.